It's Wednesday night. Time to check in with our weekly feature on Chadron State Athletics. Here's Voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, with this week's Chadron State Sports Journal, presented by Farmer State Bank, Alliance, Bridgeport, and Chadron.
And welcome into the Chadron State Sports Journal here tonight. A special guest joining us from way out in Florida. And sports fans here in Chadron in the area, of course, are going to remember the name Tavon Wright, a really accomplished receiver for Chadron State. And Tavon, glad to have you on the Chadron State Sports Journal tonight. We've got a lot of great things to talk about with you regarding your football future and things that are coming up. But first, you're back home in Florida around Miami where you grew up. How are things going down there for you here as we try to make it in towards the summer season?
Everything is going in great. It's nice to be here with my family. You know, it's been a while since I've been with them, and it's a good time to have, you know, I'm back with my family, having family time, you know, getting connected again. You know, it's always great.
What are things like down in Florida right now and in your area? The coronavirus, of course, has really forced change to so many people's lifestyles. What's the impact down there? What's it like in your city? How's it affecting you guys?
Oh man, I don't want to say, you know, at the end of the day, I'm blessed right now because I'm alive. But down here, it's kind of bad down here. All the businesses getting shut down. We're under a lockdown, so we can't, you know, leave our houses till a certain time. We're on curfew, so it's kind of bad down here. But I mean, my stepdad, my father, he actually had to close his shop down, his barbershop down, because, you know, everything's going on, so that's kind of bad. So right now we're just trying to stay above right now, but everything's good. We're blessed to be alive. We're, you know, everything's good. Everything's all right. It'll work out.
Yeah, we certainly wish you and your family all the best in the trying times as we get through this coronavirus situation, just unprecedented. And I would imagine for you personally, it's had some effect on your day-to-day life and training and a shot to maybe get into professional football. How's it affected?
Definitely.
Yeah, how's it affected how you're going about things in preparation?
It definitely slowed me down because I'm not able to, you know, be on the training schedule I was prior to my pro day. So right now, what me and my trainers have discussed, he sent us workouts that we can do at our homes and try to keep staying in shape while we're on this hole right now. And it's bad that I got slowed down, but you know, in life they're gonna be things like this, and you have to be ready for times like this. So I look at it as a learning experience that I'm gonna take in and just learn from and deal from it, you know. And I also think I'm kind of blessed because I believe that Nebraska was the last pro day to go on. So I believe I'm in a better position than a lot of other people because I got a chance to have my pro day in front of everybody. So it's definitely some negatives, but I'm still looking at it as a positive for me. So that's my mindset going forward on this.
Great to hear you've got that positive mindset going forward, and the timing with your pro day, it sounds like, really worked out for you at the University of Nebraska. And so let's go back a little bit, Tavon, that pro day at the University of Nebraska, you know, the home of the Huskers, a huge school. It's awesome that you got invited down to take part in that as a member of Chadron State. Tell us about that experience. What was pro day like for you?
It was definitely a great experience to be out there with some top guys, seeing guys that, you know, our potential draft picks, and it was definitely a great experience. Know that I was standing side by side with these guys and going through this process with them. It was nice, and then getting to see the scouts, you know, getting the little butterflies, seeing all these scouts out there. But you know, that's just the beauty of it. I was just really taking in the moment, you know, minute by minute, second by second, you know, just trying to make, you know, advantage of my opportunities that I've been dealt with. So it was a great experience.
Tavon Wright with us here tonight on the Chadron State Sports Journal, a Chadron State wide receiver who is now trying to take the next step and become a professional football player. And Tavon, you mentioned a lot of guys there that could get drafted, several Huskers, of course, there. Is the atmosphere pretty competitive within you guys, or do you all kind of come together and you know you're all trying to accomplish the same thing?
Surprisingly, it was really everybody was together. You know, I didn't expect that coming forward. You know, being on my outside school, not coming from Nebraska and not coming from Lincoln, Nebraska. So it was definitely something that was surprising for me. But definitely, everybody was just out there, you know, having fun with the situation, and we was all together. It was Well, I mean, we're men. You know, men are, you know, first nature, we compete, but,
sure.
You know, it was a friendly vibe. It was like a family-oriented vibe, but it was cool. It wasn't nothing too, you know, competitive, but mentally we were, but as the atmosphere, what I was dealt with, it was really very friendly and easy going.
What kind of evaluations did you get from NFL personnel there, or college personnel, or scouts, NFL scouts? Did you get some good ideas of how they evaluated you and what they see maybe as how you can move forward?
Yeah, I talked to, again, the Raiders that came to my school. The same scout that was came to the school was actually at the pro day, and he told me that I did a good job, and a couple other scouts walked past me, said I did a good job. I caught the ball well. I ran well. I was fluent in my route, so that was definitely a good sign to hear from, you know, NFL scouts. So that was good. I got a couple good, you know, reviews on me. So, you know, I don't want to, you know, spark up anything, but it was definitely nice to hear it coming from scouts.
The draft is coming up in late April, and free agents, guys that don't get drafted, that come out of college, can obviously sign anywhere out there. You know, as you kind of lead into this draft period coming up next, what are your main focuses right now, and what are you looking at heading into draft day? Do you expect that some teams might take a late round kind of pick maybe and look at you, or are you more focused in on finding a fit in free agency?
I'm definitely getting prepared mentally for anything. So whether I get a call or not, or, you know, I'm a free agent draft pick, that's definitely something I'm just taking all into consideration. So I'm just ready for whatever, my mind prepared for anything that, you know, that's getting thrown at me. So I wouldn't say for sure like what is going to happen, but I'm definitely prepared for anything that will happen, I can say.
Well, any team that calls your name, whether it be draft day or on the phone with one of those free agent contracts to get a look, Tavon's going to have a good one in their grasp. As we visit with Tavon right here today on the Shadron State Sports Journal, Eagles wide receiver looking to make his mark and hop in maybe to a pro camp in the summer, look maybe to get some marks on draft day and find himself with a team coming up here in April. Tavon, CSC spring ball, you were a part of, what, four or five of these in your career, and now college football spring ball has been canceled nationwide because of the coronavirus. I'm curious, you know, what do you think is the impact of that? You know a lot of the guys still on this Shadron State team. What do you think they're kind of going through now, knowing spring ball is not going to happen?
Yeah, this is very tough for these guys, and I definitely feel them, because it's an opportunity for guys that didn't have a major role in the past season to come up and show what they've been working on, how they improve themselves. People coming in, Duco scouts or Duco recruits coming in and trying to earn a spot and, you know, get their name up higher on the depth chart. So this is definitely a downfall for these guys, but if I had to give them some advice, man, I would tell them to keep working and always be ready, because, you know, at any given, this is life, you know, stuff like this happens, especially on football field. You have changing events, stuff that can happen that you wasn't aware of, that you wasn't ready to prepare for, but just some stuff that you have to get ready for. So it's definitely a downfall for these guys, and I definitely feel it, because spring ball is very a fun part of the process of playing college football, because the season's over and everybody's anticipating to get back on the field, and this is the time to get back in football, because, you know, the season's over, so everybody has their jitters out there, everybody's ready to rock and roll, but we have this, you know, sudden occurrence. I mean, it sucks, but I just tell you guys to always be ready, keep working, do anything they can to get yourself better, and keep a positive mindset on things going forward.
Yeah, keep grinding, that grind that you guys always talk about. Do you get a chance to talk to some of the guys, some of your friends still on the team now, and communicate some of that stuff to them and, you know, sort of inspire them to keep after it?
Yeah, definitely. I talked to receiver Ethan Frey. My brother, he's home right now. I talked to him. Richard Harbor, he's a DB for Shadron. Ali, you know, most of the younger guys, you know, young guys, they can reach out to me here and there and ask for advice, and I ask them about what's going on with the team and how they're looking, things like that. And I just, like I said before, I just tell them to be ready and keep working. That's all you can do, because you can't control things like this. So I just tell them just to keep going and keep a positive mindset, because, like I said before, you can't control this. It's something that out of our hands, but what you can't control is yourself and what you do with your time being. You know, I tell them, look at it as a blessing. You have more time to get yourself better before, you know, you actually go out there and compete again. So
sure, yeah. And you got Johanny, too, younger brother, as part of the CSC
exactly.
program. Is he back home with you? Are you guys working on stuff
home.
Together?
Yeah, he's home. He got home 3 days ago. And now he's been, you know, just relaxing, you know, getting acquainted back with his family. But we definitely will get back to the grind. You know, as soon as he come out of that comfort zone, we're definitely going to hit it again, definitely.
Very good. All right, Tavon Wright with us tonight on the Shadron State Sports Journal. Tavon, always a pleasure to visit with you, and can't wait to see where your football career takes you here as we move forward towards the draft and the signing free agency period in the summer. It's going to be exciting, and wish you the best of luck this summer, and certainly all the best to you, your family, your friends, everybody down in Florida who's dealing with coronavirus and the fallout of it as well. Thoughts are with all of you guys, and appreciate the time. Best of luck moving forward, Tavon. Can't wait to see you in a few months, see where you land.
Thank you, Dave. Thanks for having me. It's always great to be have a chance to be on your show. Thank you.
Thanks for joining us tonight on the Shadron State Sports Journal, presented by Farmers State Bank and Alliance, Bridgeport, and Shadron. Tune in next week and all season long for more insights into Eagles team happenings, unique student-athlete stories, and special features surrounding Shadron State Sports. Download tonight's podcast of the show through our website, panhandlepost.com. Click the CSC logo link.
I see the sign out front says Farmer State Bank. So do I need to be a farmer to bank here?
No. At Farmer State Bank, we're proud to help farmers and ranchers achieve financial freedom. But we can do the same thing for anyone. Teachers, receptionists, railroad engineers, you name it.
So actually it's farmers and anybody else who needs a really good bank, State Bank.
Yeah, I don't think that'll fit on the sign.
Farmer State Bank, your bank, your way. Member FDIC.